Part 1. Sentiments. Chapter 2. Sympathy. A child feels distress when it hears another child cry. The parent suggests that the first child share its toy with the second. A man winces when the hero in a motion picture is wounded, exults when he is triumphant. A woman is saddened by the sight of an abandoned kitten or a lame dog, delighted by the spectacle of a stranger's new baby. People who have just given blood feel good about themselves. People who are asked but decline feel guilty. A crowd cheers when its favourite team is victorious, even though no one in the crowd is acquainted with anyone on the team, and no one on the team knows who is cheering for it. In these and a thousand other ways, we're affected by the distress or pleasure of another, even if the other is a stranger, an animal, or a fictional character. But what of it? We're affected in varying degrees by the joys and sorrows of others, but those feelings are usually short-lived and often of no consequence. Recall how we act when we learn of a great catastrophe, a flood, famine, or earthquake that has taken tens of thousands of lives. How terrible, we murmur, and then return to our concern of the moment, such as deciding what to wear or where to dine. Even when we witness with our own eyes a fatal accident or a serious injury, we discover that we're soon able to put it out of our minds, especially if it is soon out of sight. Given these familiar facts, it is hardly surprising that many students of human behaviour attach little significance to sympathy. To them it is actions, not feelings, that count, and most human actions can be explained by narrow self-interest. Actions that help others more than they help ourselves are much rarer than actions that help ourselves more than they help others. Altruism is the exception, self-interest the rule. And many actions that appear altruistic turn out on closer examination to be nothing more than a certain kind of self-interest. We give to charity, but only because we want applause. We help needy friends, but only because we want their help in return. No doubt there are occasional acts of real altruism, as when a soldier falls on a grenade to save his comrades, but such acts are sufficiently rare that little effort needs.